Mr. Speaker, I'm not going to talk about how this unfairly taxes the people of the state of Oklahoma versus corporate welfare, which it does. I'm going to talk to this conservative fiscal body over here who wants to run government like a business. And I am going to try and convince you to run government like a business. One of the things that was brought up during the question was this bill was ran through at the 12th or 11th hour during last session, and so there were unintended consequences that no one thought about. And that's what's happening here today. You don't believe in taxation. You don't want to tax people. That's fine. That's on you. That's your decision. But there are unintended consequences by passing this bill. And how do I know that? Because the representative who is running this bill doesn't even know the fiscal impact. I heard phrases like, provides jobs. From what company? Which companies? How many jobs? I heard things like, provide tax revenue. How much tax revenue? No one knows. I also heard the representative from Eastern Oklahoma over there say, losing great amounts of revenue by leaving this tax in place. What is great amounts of revenue? No one knows. And you all are all going to vote for this bill, and you don't know the consequences. You cannot intellectually say you know the consequences of voting for this bill. That's sad. I don't know a single business owner that runs a business and makes a decision without knowing the consequences. So, you want to be anti-tax? Go for it. And if the last 3 or 4 years of budget crises haven't proven that your short-sightedness on not understanding the impacts of your decisions today haven't proven anything, then I can't help you. One last thing I'd like to point out.
Hypocrisy is so clear. I'm colorblind and I can see it clearly. Yesterday, we let Oklahoma down. And today, we're going to tell them that we recognize when we make a mistake, but we only do something about it when the mistake involves big companies. This may well be a good bill. This may well be vital for industries. But I'm sorry. When a state is facing a crisis we've been marching towards for 10 years, because when times were good, we cut taxes, and when times were bad, we cut services, nobody should be free from helping pay the price to fix what's wrong. I don't know what you worked so hard to get here for, if it's not to stand up for the people who need it and do the right thing when you know that it's not popular. I don't need all my time, and I know you don't want me to talk for this whole time. But, in my short career, I was elected a year ago yesterday. Yesterday was the toughest vote that I made. And I did it because I believed what you and your leadership said. Bring 75% of your caucus, we'll bring 75% of ours, and you didn't. And I had to spend my evening and my morning telling all of my friends and my colleagues and my neighbors in my district that I'm sorry that they're losing services. Thank God I don't represent Wynnewood, because there's 25 senior citizens who lost their homes today. And we're talking about giving big companies an exemption and making sure that people still have to pay for it. Do you believe there's somebody who works in this building today who bought a car, then found out about this extra excise tax, and he doesn't know how to afford it? He got a second job just so he could pay for it. That's the price he's paying for investing in his state. Think about this. I yield the rest of my time to Representative Blansett.